Did you used to have an accent?
Well, once time when I was growing up back in North Carolina, we kind of developed those accents, if you know what I mean. And as my old friend Andy Griffith used to do, he could pile it on so thick you would think that he was still from North Carolina. But after a while, you just drop it and say, "Hey, guys, this is something different. This is NPR. We don't do that anymore."
One thing I wanted to ask you, coming from Alaska and then living in Chicago, is if you had any advice for me on living in the South.
Enjoy it. Don't be afraid of it. Just enjoy it. There are some wonderful people there, and my experience has been that they will help you as best they can, anything you try. I think you'll like it there.
So one thing that I've recently learned being here that was pretty upsetting is that grits are not the same as cheese grits.
That's right, grits are grits. I grew up on grits, and that's where I am today, on grits. My mom was a good cook. She really was. She grew up on a farm, and she knew how to put these things together. And quite often I think back to her, and I get hungry.
You've been the official scorekeeper on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me for some time now.
Right.
And you've done some pretty quirky things on that show.
You get up there and you start laughing and you can't stop.
Oh,
And Peter Sagal just piles it on. He's a great guy to work with. He is quick. Peter's a very intelligent guy. He keeps up with the news, keeps up with everything, and he is really quick with the wit and is a good writer too.
can you tell me what the weirdest voicemail you've ever recorded is?
I'm looking at some right now that I'm going to be recording pretty soon.
Oh, good.
And here's one I'll be recording later on. Hi, I'm Carl Castle, and you've reached the voicemail of Hugh J. O'Donnell, the host and editor of the Way of the Buffalo podcast. Podcasting. Well, that's almost as good as radio. All right, stuff like that. Whatever they write, I'll record unless it is a commercial. And I did pass up on the commercial once. I want to keep that out of it.
So really anything else they write, you'll record.
Yeah, generally.
That's pretty impressive.
Over the years, I have done all these messages for our listeners, and we've done 3,000 or 4,000 of them have been recorded and out there in the country somewhere, I guess still being used. And I guess they work. I hope they do.
One thing that I've noticed about you that I find really delightful is that you're not afraid to have fun with things.
Oh, of course not.
You
That's what
know,
the show's all about.
so one thing I wanted to ask you is what you miss most about being a newscaster.
Getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I was going to guess that it was the hours.
As a matter of fact, one time years ago, I was at a function of NPR people, and I was asked to introduce a bunch of the celebrities there, and I did. And then somebody asked me about me. What about yourself? And I said, "What do you want to know? What do you do?" I said, "I do newscasts in the morning." "Oh, you do? You get up early in the morning?" I said, "Yeah." "And what time do you get up?" I said, "5 after 1." "Well, why don't you get up at 1 o'clock?" And I said, "Because I like to sleep in." And that joke got me on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Doug Berman was there, and he thought it was one of the funniest he'd heard in a long time.
I have this theory, you know, after hosting mornings for a couple of years, that those minutes before 5 a.m. count for more than 1 minute.
They sure do.
You know, that's not just 60 seconds passing by. If you can get five more
No.
minutes of sleep, that is worth many more than actually 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I did that for many years, getting up at 1 o'clock or 5 after 1 if I want to do that again. And would go in and be on the air at 5 o'clock in the morning, first newscast, and work till about last newscast, 11 o'clock. Go home, take a nap, about 4 or 4.5 hours, get up and maybe spend the evening with my family, and then go back to bed around 9 o'clock at night, get up again at 1 o'clock. So it was a case of naps and snacks that I
Wow.
lived on for a long time. And I had no problem with it. It worked.
That's impressive. Well, I know those of us in Asheville especially are very excited that you're feeling better and able to come out for the show. It's going to be great.
Oh, I can hardly wait.